Hello and welcome to this presentation. I want to introduce to you the Fusion language, which is a new minimalistic language for safety critical systems. Some of my background, you can read that from the slides. So I have done a lot of stuff in the programming languages and compilers area. The motivation for Fusion is we see that more and more languages are getting more and more overloaded with more concepts like classes, methods, interfaces, constructors, traits, records, structs, packages, values, and so on. And that makes it harder to work with those languages and harder to verify their correctness. So Fusion started from the idea to introduce a single concept to cover the features of most what these other languages features provide. And instead of having the developer choose what construct to use, it should be the compiler or static tools that have become more powerful that can make these decisions for the developer. And furthermore, more and more systems nowadays are safety critical, so we need to ensure the correctness of these systems. A short summary on the Fusion language. Fusion uses the concept of a fusion feature as its main concept. It is statically typed. It is object-oriented. It has inheritance and redefinition. It uses value types by default, but it also has dynamic reference types. And it encourages immutability. And it tries to offload tasks and decisions from the developer towards automatic tools. Fusion is backed by a small company, Tokiwa, based in Karlsruhe, Germany, where currently we have a small team of three working on the language. We are hiring and, of course, also searching for funding. Let me give you a short introduction to safety critical systems. Here, just taken from Wikipedia, a safety critical system is a system whose failure or malfunction may result in death or serious injury to people, loss or severe damage to equipment or property, or environmental harm. And very often, such safety critical systems, if software is involved, require certification towards standards like IEC 61508 or DO178C and so on, depending on what domain they are used in. But there are many applications like a simple messenger that would not need any certification, but you can very easily imagine situations where the proper functioning of something as simple as a messenger app becomes safety critical and someone's life might depend on the proper functioning. So we are more and more depending on safety critical systems, even though they are not all classified as safety critical systems that require certification. What certification usually means for the software is that we have a very defined software development process. In particular, we need traceability from system requirements that need to be broken down into smaller sets of requirements down to the level of code of individual functions. And we need a mapping from these requirements to the code that implements those requirements. And then we need to validate that the code is correct. So we need a traceability from the code to a validation procedure, which could be things like tests or static analysis or a code review and things like that. And we need to have a mapping from the validation to the results of that validation. So there is a very rigorous verification and validation process, and the use of static analysis tools could help to automate part of that process, and that also motivates the use of static analysis within the Fusion language. I'm not going to give you a full Fusion language tutorial. You can see that online, and then would not fit into that talk. But I give you a small example for Fusion. The main concept in Fusion is a feature, and a feature can be a routine that contains code. So here's a small Hello World example that defines a feature called Hello World, and that contains the code say, which is a call to another feature that prints the string that is given as an argument. We can nest features, so within our Hello World feature, we can declare an inner feature called HW and put the code into that. And when doing that, we would just declare an inner feature that wouldn't execute automatically. So if we run Hello World to actually print something, we have to call this Hello World or HW feature here, which is done here in the second. So the basic main two statements we have in Fusion is a feature declaration, which is this HW is, and a feature call, which is this HW down here as an example. Features may have arguments, so they can behave like Java methods, so we can pass a name to the HW feature and then use that name in the output and call it, giving an argument. We can also have inner features within features. So in this case here, we put the code into a run feature that is nested in the HW feature. And then we can have values, instances of AW that we create by a call to HW, giving an argument, a string. So this would create an instance of HW without printing anything yet, but calling run on that instance would then actually call say and print hello world. So main thing you see within Fusion code is really feature declarations and feature calls. Fusion uses design by contract. So let me give you a quick introduction. Features in Fusion use design by contract to define their behavior. So every feature can have a precondition, which is a Boolean expression that has to hold before a feature can safely be called. And in return, a feature guarantees a post condition that specifies also in a Boolean expression what guarantees are given after the call returned. The design by contract concept is pretty old. That was first presented by Bertrand Meyer back in 1986, who used that extensively in his Eiffel language. Here's an example of how design by contract can be used in a square root function that has a precondition that the argument, which is a 32-bit integer, has to be non-negative, because it would be impossible for this function to produce a useful result for a negative argument. And once that precondition is